SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Wars. Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion through the lens of stoicism. Ever felt like you're your own harshest critic? Like that inner voice is constantly raining on your parade? Yeah, me too. We all get this sometimes. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously cool tools to help us turn down that inner critic and cultivate a little more kindness towards ourselves. Now, before you picture ancient philosophers and togas muttering about virtue and logic, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, accepting what we can't control, and focusing on what we can like our own thoughts and reactions. And that's where self-compassion comes in. Think of it this way. We wouldn't berate a friend for messing up, right? We'd offer support, understanding, maybe even a good laugh. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? Stoicism helps us extend that same kindness and understanding to ourselves. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that setbacks are part of the journey, and that being kind to ourselves is essential for growth and well-being. Okay, so how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help us build self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Feeling frustrated, sad, or even angry is totally normal. Stoicism encourages us to acknowledge these feelings without judgment. Think of it like observing the weather. You don't fight a storm, you learn to ride it out. Separate your thoughts from reality. Our thoughts aren't always facts. Sometimes they get carried away by fear, anger, or self-criticism. Remember, just because you think something doesn't make it true. Take a step back, evaluate your thoughts objectively, and challenge those negative ones. You've got this. 3. Focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs. That's inevitable. But we can choose how we respond to them. Stoicism emphasizes focusing our energy on things within our control, our actions, our attitudes, our reactions. Dwelling on things outside our control just leads to unnecessary stress and frustration. Practice gratitude. Ever notice how a simple act of gratitude can shift your whole mood? Stoics believe in cultivating gratitude for the good things in life, big and small. It could be a sunny day, a delicious meal, or even just the feeling of fresh air on your face. Taking time to appreciate the positives helps us reframe our perspective and find more joy in everyday moments. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously treat yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a dear friend. Forgive your mistakes, acknowledge your strengths, and celebrate your victories no matter how small they seem. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about accepting ourselves as we are, flaws and all. Now imagine this. You're presenting at work, and you totally freeze up mid-sentence. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you want to disappear into thin air. Sounds familiar? This happens to the best of us. Instead of beating yourself up, which doesn't help anyone, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on delivering the rest of your presentation with grace. You acknowledge your nervousness, accept it as part of the experience, and keep going. Stoic mindfulness helps you navigate these moments with greater resilience and self-compassion. You're not defined by a single slip-up, you learn from it, move forward, and continue to grow. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. Remember, being kind to yourself isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It allows you to face challenges with greater resilience, navigate difficult emotions with wisdom, and ultimately live a happier, more fulfilling life. I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media at Wisdom Warriors Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of warriors who support each other on the journey towards mental strength. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep chasing those wisdom vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.